This isn't Adam's cave. Where are we?
We're back in our office, but don't worry.
Where's Adam?
Still entitled, The Adam Savage Project is coming up real soon. Oh, but we need your help real quick.
Yeah, we need you to fill out a short anonymous survey. It'll take less than 5 minutes. It is completely anonymous, and it really helps the podcast. It will help us connect people who listen to the podcast and advertisers who want to advertise to people to listen to the podcast so that the ads on the show make sense given the audience we have. And the best part is if you complete the survey and give them your email address, you'll be entered to win a $100 gift card from Amazon.
That's pretty good. And this helps keep Still Entitled free to listen. So help us out. It'll take less than 5 minutes. Go to podsurvey.com/untitled. That's like the name of the show.
Podsurvey.com/untitled. Is untitled a hard word to spell?
It is. There are T's and I's and U's and L's.
U-N-T-I-T-L-E-D?
It's too many T's.
U-N-T-I-T-L-E-D. It's only two T's.
That's exactly how you spell it. Go to podsurvey.com/untitled and fill out the survey.
They promise not to use your email address for anything nefarious. They won't loan it to anybody, give it to anybody. All they're going to do is use it to email you if you win the $100 gift card.
All right. So that's it. The show.
Welcome to Still Entitled, the Adam Savage Project. I'm Will.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Norm.
Oh, season's greetings to you both.
This is literally... I'm not even here this week. This is my favorite week of the year.
You're not here.
I'm not even here.
Where do you go?
It's the week of Thanksgiving. I'm getting ready. I'm even as you listen to this at home right now.
Yeah.
I am probably either making pie dough or I'm spatchcocking a turkey.
Spatchcocking.
Or it could be anything else. Who knows?
All right.
Peeling some green beans.
But you're in the city. You're just at home.
I'm in my house.
Okay. Are you celebrating Thanksgiving at your house in San Francisco?
Always celebrate Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Are your parents coming out?
No. No. No, Christmas is for family. Thanksgiving, that's for my wife and me and my daughter and friends. So when we moved here from, you moved here from the East Coast.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving... As an expatriate East Coaster, it's the worst possible excuse to go back home and see the parents and the family.
It's nothing but a headache. It is it's the busiest travel day of the year,
mm-hmm.
the busiest travel time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The airports are a nightmare. And if you have young children,
you shouldn't be on an airplane. You're a bad person.
If you think that flying is a nightmare, fly with a baby. And then everything you've ever complained about is for naught.
So
I flew with 8-month-old twins alone.
You flew with two babies. That's your mistake.
I flew with two babies.
Man coverage.
At Christmas.
Oh.
Do they each have their own seats? They probably share a seat.
Yes.
Oh, they did.
So you have to have what seat for...
But here was an interesting thing. They wouldn't let us... There was some...
You probably couldn't put both of them in the same row.
I couldn't put both of them in the same row.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Because if you have a nightmare.
You've got to put them in a seat. Nightmare.
Also, multiple times, and I'm sure you've had this... They just forget to pre-board young children.
No, now sometimes they've removed that as a perk.
I know that some of them have removed it as a perk. But I remember at one point, Thanksgiving at SFO, here's what they did. They were like, here is the reason to be nice to everyone. The overworked girl at the counter, who looks like she's about 17, and strangely reminds me of my first girlfriend, Noelle, from high school.
We've talked about Noelle before.
Have we?
I believe so.
There's pre-boarding and there's no pre-boarding. It's like first class customers and everybody else. And I turned to her and I go, what happened to pre-boarding children? And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, okay. And I was just, that's what's happening now.
This was before Mythbusters,
this
right?
This is long before Mythbusters, okay. Right? So I'm like, okay, that's what's happening. And she goes, hang on a second. 4 first class seats.
Are you kidding?
No.
At Thanksgiving?
She bumped me.
That is the Thanksgiving miracle.
And that wasn't even being nice. That was just not exploding.
That was not exploding and being civil. That was being civil.
Palpable disappointment is much more effective than yelling and screaming.
I was not even palpable disappointment. I was just like, okay.
You can smell it in the air.
Right.
Breathing in for the next thing. Yeah, and my first wife, she turns around to me at one point and goes, these seats are great. And I'm like, yeah, they're first class. We got bumped.
That's amazing. That's a thing.
Like one of the only two times I ever got bumped to first class before Mythbusters.
Oh, the holiday first class bump?
Oh.
Never happens.
It never happens.
Literally never happens.
Really, it's like getting a BB gun when you're 10.
So the problem with traveling at the holidays is that everybody who's traveling never travels. It's all like when you travel on Wednesday morning at 6 o'clock, you're with people who get on the plane all the time. They know the drill. Their suitcase fucking fits.
Yeah.
They don't have six kids attached
but
to them.
But in the holidays, you're behind some guy who's like, really? Take off my shoes. What will they think of next?
Well, and then, and then not to be ageist, but I'm about to be ageist. There's a bunch of old people on the airplane that never travel too. And they're just like, well, back in my day, you wore a suit and a tie. Where's my smoked almonds?
I must admit, I still dress up to take the plane.
Of course, you should.
It's great.
Yeah.
I wear my nicest t-shirt.
The saddest thing is the first people in first class who are slumming it. We're just like wearing the
juicy sweatpants.
Oh no, not in first class.
Just shorts on the plane. I just don't want to see man legs.
If there's going to be a problem on the airplane, you know, it happens during landing or takeoff. You're going to be surrounded by burning fuel. You don't want sandals or exposed legs.
No, I don't want to even see them, even if there's not a danger of burning fuel. Norm, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving for people in my, I'm not gonna say generation, my class in high school. This is the right time last year, this year, and probably next year, where Thanksgiving is where people are getting married.
Ah, really?
Because it's when all the people come home, and so it's a convenient time.
It's double duty.
Exactly.
Oh man, that's
so you get the pain of a long family dinner and wedding with a drunk uncle.
But someone else's marriage.
Hold on, do you have something to announce?
No, so I get to attend people's weddings around Thanksgiving.
Right.
Happened last year.
So are you going to some weddings?
Not this year.
Not this year.
But I know people who are getting married.
Are you going, you have a Thanksgiving dinner you're going to go to?
Yeah, I have family dinner. My family are all local.
Oh, okay.
And then there are also like friends who are transplants, because apparently in San Francisco, everyone's a transplant.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's lots of expatriate things. I've had many Thanksgiving trivia, Thanksgiving expatriate dinners.
You're the only native I know.
That's right. And all the...
My wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or unicorns, that's what they call us.
It's too bad she won't live.
And a lot of the people who don't go home, they just get together and it becomes a potluck.
Well, that's the thing we've always done. Like we did that the first year we were here. A friend of a woman I worked with said, hey, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? We're like, I don't know. She said, come over to our house. And that was the beginning of like what is now a 15-year tradition.
It's so nice. Yeah. It is so nice because, look, the older you get, even though you love your family, going home is not a vacation. Spending a lot of time with your extended family is not a vacation. There's all sorts of stuff that goes on. And as a one of my old therapists told me, they don't push your buttons. They installed them.
Wow. And it's a tremendous amount of guilt also. Will, like you said, that because of how many times you see your family, they count down. Oh, we'll probably only see you. I can count the number of my times you'll see us before we go.
Oh, my mom,
my hand.
Just to be clear, my mom said that when she was 64 years old and I moved here 15 years ago. She's like, well, I guess I'll see you twice a year until I die.
Wow.
And I said, Mom, you're welcome to come as much as you'd like. There's always a room.
I'm really grateful. My mom doesn't do that. She just turned 80.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Canada for Thanksgiving.
So they celebrate Thanksgiving there,
July
or something,
they celebrated like a month or two ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
They don't care about American Thanksgiving. By the way, every Thanksgiving I tweet the same thing.
What is that?
Remember, kids, all human progress is behind a vanguard of homicidal maniacs.
Well, it's like the line at the beginning of Dazed and Confused, right? You know, the hippie history teacher says as they go out to celebrate the bicentennial that, you know, this is a bunch of old white guys deciding they didn't want to pay their taxes anymore.
Right. Yes. Yeah. They were clearly reading their Howard Zinn.
Yes.
So I will be in Montreal for Thanksgiving.
Quebec.
I'll be on my way to Montreal from, I can't remember if I go to London, Ontario before or after. At any rate, I'll be on my way to Montreal Julia and Thing One and Thing Two are actually flying out to meet me.
Oh, awesome.
In Montreal. So when I wake up, they'll have arrived. They'll fly on Thanksgiving. No problems.
Thanksgiving is a good day to fly.
It is an awesome day to fly. If you have to get somewhere, the airports are empty. And the last flight out, red eyes on Thanksgiving are also pretty reasonable.
I got to imagine that's a real hard living time to like you're on the plane with the hard livers.
I mean,
a lot of bloodshot eyes.
There's got to be a good coffee table book about unconventional Thanksgivings because there are places that don't close and what like the diner in the middle of nowhere and who congregates there for Thanksgiving.
One year when the boys were, so obviously I have split custody. So every year my ex and I alternate who has them for Thanksgiving and who has them for Christmas. And a few years ago, Julie and I were leaving for Thanksgiving, so we took the boys to an early Thanksgiving at Tommy's Joint.
Oh, that's great.
Tommy's Joint is an awesome institution in San Francisco.
This is the place across from the AMC Theater on Van Ness, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is J-O-Y-N-T.
J-O-Y-N-T. This is where, actually, Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, a bunch of their band meetings take place in Tommy's Joint.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. They love that place. And it's in San Francisco institution, and they have a phenomenal they have a phenomenal turkey dinner.
They have phenomenal food.
They have great
every
food.
Day.
I think they have a turkey dinner most of the time.
Probably
it might be one of their weekly blue plates. I've had turkey dinner not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and people ask for recommendations about San Francisco all the time. Tommy's Joint, you can't miss it. It's on Van Ness, Gary, or O'Farrell. I think. O'Farrell. And then there's a big, it's the mural on the side of the wall.
Yeah.
Cash only open till 2 a.m., and it's a bar.
Yeah.
And seating in the back.
Services. Yeah. Spotty sometimes, but they're really, really awesome in there. Like the people behind the counter are awesome. I've had trouble getting a glass of water, but the food is great. Ambiance is amazing. And then, like I said, it's been there for it, and it feels like it. It feels like a set from a David Fincher film.
Yeah, it feels like
not in the murdery, rapey way.
But no. They talk about the murder and rapey after the murder rapey.
But let's stop saying rape.
If you're reading a screenplay and it says the setting is a dive bar with a wooden. Huge wooden bar.
Right.
It's dimly lit. The light comes in only from the front door. That's it.
So anyway, the wife and kids are meeting me in Montreal, and we're gonna have a French.
Enjoy your poutine.
A French dinner.
Canuck.
Poutine. You bet we're having poutine. And
I might have to add poutine to the Thanksgiving run. That seems like it should be Thanksgiving food, but it's not.
You can do fancy poutine. There's a restaurant. So Julia's mode of travel is look up where Anthony Bourdain has filmed segments and go there. We have never gone wrong doing this. And in Montreal, there's an amazing restaurant called Pied de Cochon, Feet of the Pig.
Mm.
And we had deep fried foie gras balls.
Oh, wow.
The waiter brings them over and he goes, "They seem hot, but they're not too hot. When you put them in your mouth, close your lips because they will explode."
People in Montreal.
And they totally do.
In Quebec, travel with foie.
Oh,
just
man.
Like, they put on everything.
And then we had poutine. We had foie gras poutine. And then between the second and third act of our dinner, the waiter sat down at the table with a bottle of Bushmills and three shot glasses. And we did shot of Bushmills, which is, I hadn't thought of Bushmills as a shot liquor. It's fantastic as a shot liquor. So we're going to have Montreal is one of my favorite cities in the world, and it's a direct flight from San Francisco, just over 4 hours. It's very civilized, and it is a totally European city in the middle of North America. I have not been to Quebec, but I've been to Montreal half a dozen times. Julie and I have vacationed there at times, and I love that city.
You should make thing one and thing two wear berets that have thing one and thing two embroidered on them.
They have made that joke.
Okay. That's good. I'm working on 15-year-old level now. Norm, does your family do anything unusual food-wise? Is it just the straight turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes?
Honey-baked ham, but I think the honey-baked ham company went out of business.
No, they're still around.
The one on Gary is no longer there.
It's a chain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Honey-baked ham, turkey. Lots
green bean casserole? Is that a staple?
No green bean casserole.
Oh.
What about the yams with the marshmallow top?
Never. We always had sliced sweet potatoes when I was a kid.
I would have thought you would have had that and candle salad to boot.
What's a candle salad?
Candle salad. So a friend of mine...
My parents aren't from the South, by the way. They just lived there.
All right. A friend of mine dated a guy whose family was quite religious, of a Christian fundamentalist point of view. And she was Jewish. So they viewed her, to put it mildly, as somewhat Satan-like.
Yeah.
But they warmed to her, and they wanted to show her their Christian ways. And so she was going back to his family's house over Thanksgiving, and they were like, "Oh, you're going to get to have the candle salad." Listeners who know what candle salad is, you'll see this coming, but it's an amazing thing. So she gets there, right, to his... I can't even remember where they're from, but it was somewhere in the South.
Always
and
is.
They're like, candle salad. Oh, wow, you're going to have the candle salad. Awesome. It's like it becomes this touchstone. And they keep repeatedly talking about it to the point where at dinner, it's like once turkey has been cleared, they're like, "Oh, candle salad's about to happen." Candle salad comes out. Ellen DeGeneres did a whole bit on this.
Well, I must have missed that.
Oh, well, so candle salad comes out. Candle salad is... like scoops of ice cream with a banana in the middle, whipped cream on the top of the banana sticking up out of two scoops of ice cream, whipped cream on the top of the banana, and a cherry on top of the whipped cream. That is a candle salad, and it is eaten without irony.
What?
Like, never. Like, in all these people serve this salad around the table, and she's looking around thinking that she's being punked or that she's on candid camera or something.
Like all one bite or something?
No. But candle salad. So, yeah, that's called candle salad. So,
I think you are joshing us.
No. It is a real thing. Please comment on
it's
this.
Ellen
DeGeneres did this great bit on it that showed up on Reddit a couple weeks ago where she goes, "This is candle salad." She goes, "I tried it once. It's not my thing." Wow.
What type of ice cream? What flavor?
It depends.
Banana, Norm. Banana.
Yeah, how about that?
This is terrifying. I've never heard of this before.
No, neither had I.
There's not even a candle in it. I'm shocked.
Why would you call anything a candle salad?
Yeah.
You know,
right?
Cultural norms.
Nothing to do with salad. I'm perplexed.
We'll get the full derivation in the YouTube comments. How many pies traditionally at the Savage and Chan households?
Two pies.
Pumpkin and pecan.
Oh, I love the pecan pie. I love pecan pie. I love it.
It's pretty good.
I really love it. I crave it. I'll eat it for days afterward with glasses of milk. It's one of my favorite densities of sweet.
You know, if you do it right, it's that purest of pure sweet, like maple syrup.
Yeah.
Alton Brown does a good maple syrup pecan pie that is delightful.
I also love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is pretty amazing.
I love pumpkin pie. And I have a relative who makes a phenomenal apple pie.
We usually do apple and pecan and pumpkin all from scratch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
And then what happens after that? They spend one more day in Montreal.
Okay.
And then the boys head back because they got to go to school. And Julia flies to meet me at another point in the tour.
Ooh.
And hang out with me for another few days.
Until she gets tired
of life on the bus.
So do you have a show on Thanksgiving?
I have a show on Thanksgiving, in Montreal.
In Montreal. So if people in Montreal can watch you...
So does Jamie dress up in like a turkey costume or anything?
Absolutely. That's what he does every Thanksgiving.
Okay. Just, you know, we've never been there for Thanksgiving before.
I went to dinner at Jamie's house once.
Okay.
When I was an employee, he told his employees, "We're having dinner at my house tomorrow night. Everyone come on over." So three of us went over, the three employees went over to Jamie's house. We were kind of astonished at being in Jamie's house. And there's nothing in his house. It's like a couch. There's no pictures on the wall. It looks like they just moved in.
He was married?
Jamie's been married for almost 30 years.
The whole time. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's my compressor. Sorry about that.
It sucks or blows. I'm not sure.
Compresses.
And then at like 9:30, after dinner's good, Jamie's a wonderful cook. This does not belie the fact that Jamie and I have never had a dinner alone together. This was a dinner at his house with his employees.
That'll happen at some point. You know, you're going to do it by accident now.
Maybe we'll notice that we've done it.
on the tour.
Yeah. you're sitting there at one of the big tables with the crew, and everybody just gets up and leaves all at the same time.
Shit, finish up. And then at 9:30, Jamie goes, "All right, it's 9:30. Everyone go home." We were laughing hysterically. We couldn't believe it. It was literally like, "Get the fuck out."
I mean, just to be clear, haven't you wanted to do that before, though?
Oh.
Like, you make the third pot of coffee?
I do that now.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, at 11:30, I'll turn to the assembled and be like, "I got to go to bed."
Well, my mom always said,
I reach my limit, and then I won't be a fun host.
You flick the lights on and off. You put the house music on.
My dad used to say, "Honey, let's go to bed and let these nice people go home." Or my mom would just, because my dad would often be like the last holdout, right?
Yeah.
He would stay up. So my mom would just say, "Good night," but she'd go to bed. And then my dad would entertain for another hour or two.
That's totally fair.
That's totally fair.
My mom always used to do assumed that when you offered the second cup of coffee, that was the secret signal to get the fuck out of my house.
Oh, second coffee.
Yes, yeah, so you pour the first cup of coffee, and then they're supposed to say, "Oh, thank you," after they finish the coffee and leave.
You got to have friends who are very aware.
That's signaling. Yeah.
It's a 45, 50 year old level of signaling versus a 25 year old level of 25, signaling.
There is no signaling.
No, at 25, you just have to be like, seriously, sleep on the couch or leave one or the other.
Boobs and food.
So Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving in boobs Montreal. And let me just say that Montreal, we've done the Behind the Mist tour show now in over 110 cities. Montreal, the most raucous response we have ever gotten.
Really?
Full stop. And we have some wonderful crowds. But Montreal pushed it over the edge by clapping so long, we did a curtain call. The only one in the Behind the Myths tour history.
Wow.
Yeah. It was going on so long, I was like, looking, I'm like, I think we have to go back out.
Do you have any more bits? You don't have more bits,
I went to
right?
Jamie's dressing room. I'm like, dude, we got to go back out. And he's like, why? I'm like, they're clapping. Yep. I'm like, we got to do a curtain call. What's a curtain call? Dude, follow me. We go back out. We walk out. Whoa, they go crazy. We bow. We say goodnight. And then it dies down.
You offer the second cup of coffee.
The audience is in Canada. In Canada.
Canada.
Canada. The audiences in Canada are amazing. They are really loud. They are really, like, super interactive. It's just so much fun to perform up there.
Yes. Yeah. I love Canada.
I like the Thanksgiving week tradition that we have now going to Canada. Last year, we had a Thanksgiving dinner with our crew in Canada.
Hmm. That kind of road crew thing seemed, I mean, when we stopped in for a day last year, it seemed like this weird road family, right?
It is a weird road family, and it's a lovely group of people, and you know, they're all seasoned professionals who, I mean, some of my crew see their apartment like three times a year.
Wow.
It's the life.
I know, man. Yeah. It is peripatetic.
There's a time in my life when that would have been a blast.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, now I'm old and like having this a comfortable bed with a nice down comforter.
Yeah.
But
you know, these guys, that's the life, and it's pretty cool. In the same way that the film industry attracts a certain level of problem solving professionals, so does the touring industry. And so there's a lot of simpatico.
Cool. So you're on tour now. We recorded this before you left, obviously.
Yes, we recorded this before we left. I'm now on tour.
If people want to find out more about the tour and maybe go see you.
Absolutely.
They can go to behindthemyths.com.
Behindthemyths.tour.com.
Tour.com.
There's plenty of tickets still available. You can get VIP tickets, and it's a great show. If you've seen it before, you haven't seen it before because we totally changed it up. We've got a brand new set, all new pieces. It's really, really fun.
Did you redo it after Australia or were you working on it?
We redid it before Australia and during Australia, and now we've redone what we've gotten from Australia even more a little bit.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to
see it
again.
We might even be hanging out at the LA show.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you guys want to say hi.
At the Nokia. We're performing at the Nokia Theater in LA on December 17th, which is my dad's birthday.
It's still your dad's birthday.
Dad. Yeah.
It's still your dad's birthday.
It was my dad's birthday. Yeah. And I'm saying that out loud because LA people don't go out, so come on out in LA and come see us.
Is that where they film the Oscars? Or
no, that's the Kodak Theater.
Kodak Theater, that's right.
Yeah, the Nokia Theater is where they film. It's where me and my family went and saw the season finale of American Idol one year. The year that Lee DeWise won over Kristen Bowersox, which is still, I think,
wow. I don't remember either of those people.
Yeah, I do.
I like.
So I'll tell you. Here's the thing: we watched that season as a family every single week. The kids and Julia and I, and I pulled some of the contacts and connections I have in LA to get us tickets to the season finale.
Wow.
And then we concocted a ruse with my boys whereby the season finale was coming up. We were all excited to watch it at home. Nobody made any plans. And then I got a phone call and in front of the boys at dinner, and I'm like, what? Okay. I guess I can. All right. Yeah, I can make that work. Hung up. And they're like, what? I'm like, I've got to go on a business trip to LA. And they're like, when? I'm like, tomorrow. And they're like, no.
Oh, no.
No, the series finale. And they're like, yeah. And Julia's like, well, we could all go. We could all go, and then we could watch it after your meeting. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's it. So we go, and we stayed at the Biltmore, which is downtown around the corner. And we were like, one of them, we even concocted getting mad at one of them for having really worn out shoes. So we're like, fine, we'll go out and buy some shoes. So we're like walking out of the Biltmore at like 3 p.m. and we're da 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 da. And we're walking past the Nokia, and thing two goes, Dad, What is the big... Oh, my gosh, Dad, that's where the American Idol season finale is happening. And he turns around to me and I go, wouldn't it be awesome if we had 4 tickets? And I held them in my hand.
Wow.
Did they just drop?
Their heads exploded. It was... they were like, wow. Oh,
that's so good.
And it wasn't even Christmas.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So much fun to build. They were like, you. And they couldn't believe we had been planning.
You guys totally, totally hoodwinked us.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
It was great.
Well, I hope they'll enjoy their berets in Montreal.
They're very excited. This is a new country for them. They've never
been to Canada before? You've taken them to Vancouver.
I tell a lie. They have been to Canada. We took them up to Vancouver and Whistler on a road trip a couple years ago.
That's a fun ride, too.
Thing one said for a long time he was like, I want to move here. I want to move here. Whether I want to be a ski bum or whatever. You know, he wants to go to Whistler. It's a beautiful, beautiful
city. Whistler, it's hard to leave. And Vancouver, it's like San Francisco, but clean.
It is, as Julia said, Vancouver and all the cities in Australia and New Zealand, they're romantic comedy versions of America.
Yes. Like
yeah, that's right.
Is set in that kind of,
yeah. Queensland. I think that'll do it for us this week.
Yes. Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Whether you're with your family or not, and whatever you think, and I agree with you, Thanksgiving and the founding of this country is a terribly fraught issue. Like, believe me, my homicidal maniac comment is born from genuine, confusion about being happy about Thanksgiving when it's celebrating a very dark and difficult thing.
On the other side, Thanksgiving is also the harvest festival.
And then there's spending time with your family, which is a different tradition and doesn't have to be linked to...
Take it back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And on that note...
After acknowledging all of that...
Yeah. What are we thankful for? Do we want to go run through everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
There's nothing not to be thankful for.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're alive. It's a miracle.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.